Yeah, absolutely. Look, exceeded our wildest dreams. So he's a son of Deep Field, progeny of Deep Field, have been doing well here in Australia with Portland Sky winning a Group 1 last week, but more so in Hong Kong. He's got a number of good horses and up-and-coming horses there in Hong Kong, which is, you know, I guess the pinnacle of racing there. A lot of the best horses from Australia end up going there. So when the progeny are doing well there, they're very sought after. So we knew we had a nice colt going over to the sale. Just he had a real presence about him. He was a big, strong horse and really caught your eye every time you pulled him out of the box. But we didn't think he was going to be quite that popular. He got over there and a few good astute buyers looked at him and they told us that they really, really liked him as well. And when that started to happen time after time, we started to get quite confident. And then obviously, you know, people came back and having second and third looks and real serious buyers. And when that was happening, we thought, you know, he might exceed our expectations by quite a bit, certainly not by $550,000.
It's a fabulous story. And you bought his mum, didn't you, when she was in foal?
Yeah, so we bought the mare in foal to Deep Field at the Sydney Easter Broodmare Sales in 2019. So we paid $40,000 for her. We did go out and buy a number of mares that year. We bought six or seven mares and spent quite a bit of money on some mares. And she was actually probably the cheapest mare we bought out of the six or seven mares. And I can assure you she'll be the best return we get. But we're taking some to Adelaide by out of the mares that we purchased in 2019. And look, I guess it does. You've got to buy a number to all even themselves out, because when you're buying a mare in foal, you just don't know what sort of a type you're going to get. And as I said, you win on some and some you'll lose on. But this was certainly a big win on this mare.
Yeah, you're talking about Adelaide. How do you know which ones to take to Melbourne, which ones to sell here in Tasmania? Because they all happen around the same time, don't they?
Yeah, look, it's a bit of a series, really. You go from one sale to the next to the next. Look, we just like, certainly in the current environment, when we're doing yearling sale entries 3 months ago, we wanted to spread them around because of the risk of COVID. Unfortunately, buyers have been able to get to all the sales thus far, but we just wanted to make sure we didn't have all our eggs in one basket, either here in Tasmania or somewhere else. We work with the sales companies to try and find the sales that will suit the horses best. So both Inglis and Magic Millions. Magic Millions run the Tasmanian and the Adelaide sales, and Inglis run the Melbourne sales. So we work with them, get their advice where they feel the horses will stand out. And we want to have our horses, you know, really standing out in the sales. Obviously, the Melbourne catalogue's a big catalogue of 800 horses. So if you don't have the right horse there, you'll just get lost. Whereas Adelaide's got 400 horses in it. So we feel the progeny we're taking over there will be well received. They're by really attractive size. And, yeah, they'll be really well received and popular over there as well.
Now, this one you sold in Melbourne, it's a record price for a Tasmanian bred horse.
That's correct. Brooke Douglas, a number of years ago from Staverton, sold Written Tycoon for $500,000. I think that might have been in 2017. And around that time too, Armadale sold two Written Tycoon colts for $300,000. So that's sort of where we were thinking would be a fantastic result, that sort of $300,000 with this colt heading over to the sale. We thought if we could get that, that would just, you know, be amazing.
Your head still
spinning. Yeah, it is a bit. It's you know, it's been a number of years to get to this point. You know, as I said, we bought the mare in 2019, but it was been a number of years of just trying to buy better mares and use better stallions and make sure that we're preparing the horses and having them look the best they can on sale day. And it certainly all came together on Monday.
Okay. You still got the mare?
Yeah, we've got the mare. She's at home and she's in foal. She's back in foal to our resident stallion Stratosphere. So she'll have a foal this spring.
Did you give her a special reward for her effort?
We only got back yesterday, actually. Haven't seen her yet. But we're pretty happy with her, that's for sure. And we're pretty happy with the colt. We gave him a big pat and a cuddle when we said goodbye to him and left him at the sales on Tuesday.
So he's international bound now via New Zealand, I believe.
Yeah, that's correct. So the Hong Kong Jockey Club purchased him. So what happens there, he will go to New Zealand and get broken in and educated. From there, he will go over to New Zealand, Hong Kong, and they will hold there. They have a Hong Kong international sale where 20 to 30 horses that they've purchased from, you know, all the sales around the world, Northern Hemisphere and Southern Hemisphere, get sold to their local trainers and owners. And that's a very prestigious big sale. And then from there, as I said, he'll be bought by a trainer or owner in Hong Kong and race there.
Will we see him in Australia racing?
Probably unlikely. Yeah, it's probably, as I said, he certainly won't. He will start his racing career in Hong Kong. What goes on from there? Well, if he's good enough and there's big races they want to target here in Australia, then potentially. But the racing is very lucrative in Hong Kong with prize money. And so if he's successful, he'll most likely remain there because most horses go from Australia to Hong Kong, not the other way around.
It's a bit of a boost for the Tasmanian racing and breeding industry with what's gone on in the last 12 months, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's obviously been with the lockdown or shutdown of racing for a period of time through winter last year due to COVID. It was very hard for the industry, made it hard for trainers to get owners and the like. The Tasmanian sale last week was a very strong sale with a lot of mainlanders, but also it was great to see local trainers buying again and having owners wanting to invest in the industry, which was great. You know, both the Liberal government, Jane Howlett's doing a fantastic job as our racing minister, and also Shadow Racing Minister David O'Byrne's really doing a great job. They've both got a real passion for racing. We've had recent stakes increases. And the Tasbred Breeders Incentive Scheme, which incentivises owners to buy Tasmanian bred horses with a large bonus if you win a race with a Tasbred horse, has really helped get people back into racing. So look, it is going in the right track, and it's just fantastic to have both Liberal and Labor really supportive of racing at the moment.
Well, let's hope this bloke you're sending over to Hong Kong wins a big race there. That'd be great.
Yeah, look, Tasmanian racehorses have continued to punch well above their weight in recent years, and that's why the Tasmanian sale has been so attractive for mainlanders. And look, let's hope this guy does that, but I've got no doubt that there'll be some horses come out of Tassie this season that will continue to win major races on the mainland because it's been happening year after year.